What's your reaction to it?
To which one?
Charlie Kirk.
So I've gotten to know him. I wasn't really good friends with him. It's amazing how when somebody dies, everybody was their best friend. Mm-hmm. But I don't know if you can talk. I mean, we talk about President Trump and changing the dynamic of the Republican power party. But there is nobody, absolutely nobody in this country that did a better job of getting young conservatives involved in the movement than Charlie Kirk. And so that's at the political level and the professional level. And as somebody who's a Republican and understands that, I will be forever grateful for him to that. But as somebody who's a first free speech absolutist, like just absolutely a free speech absolutist, the way he would engage with people he disagreed with and how he did that. And, you know, I always say the best cure for bad speech is always more speech, because nobody's ever taught me who polices the policers. True, it doesn't matter who's in charge. When you're in charge, if you're going to censor speech, you're censoring the opposing viewpoint. And we need more of that right now, not less of it. That doesn't mean you don't hold people accountable. That doesn't mean you don't. I mean, if somebody says something terrible, I want their community to shun them. Like, I want that to happen. What I don't want is the government to get in the business of putting their foot on the scale, because it never works out well.
And he was a warrior on that front for sure.
Absolutely.
They want you to go on stage.
And a quiet warrior. And I mean, he never backed down, but he was almost always respectful. And he was just really good at taking his argument to places that weren't always great.